SRN News, I'm John Scott. Parts of the Midwest facing severe weather yesterday.
Several tornadoes have torn through parts of Illinois and Indiana, causing significant damage. In an area south of Chicago, downed trees and power lines are overwhelming the 911 center with emergency calls. The local county sheriff's office says a tornado struck down near the Kankakee Fairgrounds before traveling northeast into Aramo Park, where it caused extensive damage. The National Weather Service says severe storms were threatening to bring intense tornadoes, damaging winds, and very large hail from the southern plains to the southern Great Lakes. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
And two elderly couples were killed in their home in Lake Village, Indiana. That's according to the Newton County Coroner's Office. Operation Epic Fury entering another day. Here's Ed Donahue.
Iran has effectively stopped tankers from using the Strait of Hormuz, which carries 20% of the world's oil. On social media, President Trump said the U.S. had completely destroyed 10 inactive Iranian mine-laying vessels, and there would be more to follow. A video clip was posted by Energy Secretary Chris Wright, claiming the Navy helped an oil tanker through the Strait of Hormuz. This is White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
And I can confirm that the U.S. Navy has not escorted a tanker or a vessel at this time.
The prospect of military escorts could help reduce oil and gas price pressures created by the war. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Germany and Austria now say they will release parts of their oil reserves following an International Energy Agency request for members to release it record 400 million barrels to help calm energy price spikes due to the Iran war. And consumer prices rising 2.4% in February compared with a year ago. That's according to the Labor Department. This is SRN News. The United Nations gets a warning.
The world body has heard testimony from religious freedom experts who reported that anti-Christian violence is on the rise in Europe. They also pointed out mounting efforts to dismantle or water down religious freedom laws in several countries. In 2024, the last year for which all the numbers are in, there were more than 750 incidents of anti-Christian hate in Europe, a region that had been a bastion of Christianity for 1,000 years. Michael Harrington reporting.
Uber is launching a feature now that allows both women riders and drivers across the U.S. to be matched with other women for trips, expanding a pilot program aimed at addressing concerns about the safety of its ride-hailing platform. Both Uber and Lyft have faced thousands of reports of sexual assaults over the years from both passengers and drivers. The program is being challenged by transgender groups. This is SRN News. President Trump visiting Ohio and Kentucky. He'll go to a pharmaceutical company in Cincinnati and talk up his Republican administration's efforts to lower prescription drug prices. Next, he'll go to the district of Kentucky Congressman Thomas Massie, who he's seeking to see defeated in the GOP primary coming up next month. Home sales ticked upwards in February.
The National Association of Realtors said sales of existing U.S. homes rose 1.7% last month from January. The data also show home prices rose slightly last month from a year ago, nudging the national median U.S. sales price to $398,000. Years of rising home prices and a chronic shortage of homes for sale nationally have left many aspiring homeowners priced out of the market, but those who can afford to buy benefited last month from some of the lowest mortgage rates in over 3 years. I'm Alex Vega.
More details at SRNNews.com.